Now, I've got good news this week that numbers of endangered sea turtles are on the up in British and French waters. And we think that's thanks to conservation efforts on the other side of the Atlantic. Now, that's according to a team of researchers from the University of Exeter here in the UK who've been studying 100 years' worth of data on sightings of loggerhead and Kemp Ridley turtles in European waters. Now, most of the marine turtles that visit European shores are born on the other side of the world, in North America, Mexico and other parts of the Caribbean. And after hatching, the baby turtles take up to 4 years to swim all the way across the Atlantic. And scientists are still not really sure why they bother coming all that way. But marine turtles are in a pretty bad way globally for all sorts of reasons. For a long time, they've been accidentally caught in fishing nets. And also, turtle eggs used to be harvested in huge numbers from beaches in the Caribbean for people to eat. But as this latest study seems to suggest, the conservation programmes that started off towards the end of the 20th century are already starting to pay off. For example, egg collecting doesn't happen anymore, and the shrimp trawlers that trawl up and down the Gulf of Mexico have begun to use special devices that either stop turtles from getting into the nets in the first place, or they let them escape unharmed. And there's another recent study which looked at glowing light sticks that you might usually see on Guy Fawkes Night here in the UK, or Halloween, probably in the US. And these are used in open ocean longline fisheries to attract tuna and swordfish. But it seems these lights also attract turtles, which might be why so many of them are getting tangled and hooked up on longlines. But the good news is that by adjusting the colour and the intensity of these lights, it might make them less attractive to turtles while still being effective at attracting the big fish. But all these turtle conservation methods could already help to explain why we're seeing more and more turtles in the UK. And 30 years ago, we never saw them at all.
I didn't even know we did. I've never seen a turtle myself, unfortunately, but I didn't even know that they were native to our water.
That's right. Well, they are. I mean, I have never seen one in the UK, but apparently, especially off down in Cornwall and in the summer times, if you're out at sea, you might well see one swimming around. So it's fantastic. And it really is, for once, a good news conservation story.